Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in on this snowy Saturday. First snowstorm of the season. We're getting hammered out there. It's going to get worse tonight, too, I guess. So I'm going to get through the show and go home and sit by the fireplace. That's what I'm going to do this afternoon. So welcome to the show. This is The Drift, and what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on The Daily Drift. That's www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. And I go through the internet and find the links to that news and put it there so you can get to it easy. I do all the work for you, so make sure you're using The Daily Drift on a daily basis. Let's take care of our sponsor this half hour is Thrivent Financial. If you're a baby boomer like me, you need to get Social Security savvy. Maximize your retirement income by attending a free Social Security seminar with special guest speaker Jeff Long. He's a CFP and financial consultant for Thrivent Financial. He's going to cover the basics of Social Security and reveal strategies to you for maximizing your benefits, including when to apply and how to coordinate your Social Security with other sources of retirement income, because that's real important. How and when you apply makes all the difference in the world. You can save thousands of dollars or lose thousands of dollars, depending on how you do it, on how do you do that. So the Huron Valley Group of Thrivent Financial will be hosting one last free event Monday, November 23rd in Walled Lake at the City Library, 1499 East West Maple Road in Walled Lake. Now, you can register online at thriventgroup.com/findaworkshop or call 734-455-9272. Or you can email HuronValleyGroup@Thrivent.com. So no products will be sold, and these guys are licensed agents and producers of Thrivent Financial. It's free information. Free, folks. That's all I'm going to say. Get your butt out there and get yourself educated. If you're close to getting toward that Social Security age, don't leave a lot of money on the table. You paid for it. You paid into the system. Make sure you get what you've got coming out of it. Okay, there you go. So tough week. You know, last Saturday we had the Paris attacks, and they've kind of continued. The French have been rounding up what they can. They've put their emergency status into play for the next 3 months there, giving special powers to the police. And then we had an attack in Israel. Now, there always seems like there's attacks in Israel, but one American died in Paris. An American died in the Israeli attacks. And in these latest Mali attacks yesterday, another American died. So while Americans are dying around the world in Islamic jihadist terror attacks, you can't get Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, or any other Democrat to say radical Islamic jihad or radical Islamic terrorism. You know, it is about this. You can't judge all Muslims. No, I'm not saying that. But you know what? There's a deep-rooted problem here, and somebody needs to fix it. We talked a lot about it last week, and we're going to talk about it again this week until people get it through their thick skulls that, you know what, there's a problem here. It's amazing. Even some Christians, you know, I get beaten up a little bit on Facebook, but you know what? It's part of the course. Par for the course, I guess, that you take that. And I'm amazed when I see a Christian who's like, you are wrong, Gary. You're a racist. Well, number one, I'm not a racist. I'm a religiousist, I guess, or more likely, I'd call it a cultist. I don't like cults. And for me, I believe Islam, at least as the way these radicals are pursuing it, is a cult. It's a cult of death. They worship death. They want to die. They want to take as many people with them. They want to kill people. I don't know what their end game is other than one giant funeral pyre for the entire planet so that they can get on to their version of heaven, whatever that is. And it's a disgrace. That's all I can say. But you can't seem to get the Democrats to really face the fact, get their heads out of the sand. They're like ostriches. And I want to throw out a thank you to listener Paul last week, who brought up With Open Gates. It's a video on YouTube. It's about 19 minutes long. I watched it last week after doing the show. And I want to thank Paul for that because, maybe I don't want to thank him for it because it left me mortified, horrified, scared for my children, scared for our country and our Western way of life. It really does. It's spooky. With Open Gates. Just go to YouTube and put that in the search bar and it'll be a good 19 minutes for you to spend because you know what? It's going to wake you up to what's happening across the globe, especially in Western Europe. And it's a show coming here soon, coming to a town near you if Barack Obama gets his way. Now, 30-odd states have now said they don't want to take Syrian refugees because, you know what, we're getting reports. One of the attackers in Paris was indeed a refugee from Syria. We've had reports from all across the globe of refugees with Syrian ties being arrested for doing things that are not particularly legal. And let's start with track one, Derek. I want to see how Barack treats Republicans and Republican presidential candidates for talking about halting this Syrian refugee crisis. Go ahead.
When individuals say that we should have a religious test and that only Christians, proven Christians, should be admitted, that's offensive and contrary to American values. I cannot think of a more potent recruitment tool for ISIL than some of the rhetoric that's been coming out of here. Now, first they were worried about the press being too tough on them during debates. Now they're worried about three-year-old orphans.
All right, number one, show me the orphans, Mr. Obama. You know what? Show me the orphans coming across on those ships into Western Europe, coming across into New Orleans a week ago. Where are the orphans? Don't see any. I don't even see the old people and the women. I see strapping young men, well-dressed with cell phones. They look like terrorists. Well, maybe they are your type of tourist, a terrorist terror tourism. Maybe that's what you're involved in, Mr. Obama. I don't know. Maybe you're making money at that. I don't know. But I can tell you this. Those are not orphans coming across, because if you have a boatload of orphans, I'll take one. I'll raise one. I've got a big heart. But you don't have any because you're lying once again to the American public. That's what you're doing. Let's go on and see a little bit more ignorance from President Barack Hussein Obama and his opinions on refugees coming to the United States. Let's go to track two, Derek.
The idea that somehow they pose a more significant threat than all the tourists who pour into the United States every single day just doesn't jive with reality. That's not what our law enforcement thinks.
No, Mr. Obama, your law enforcement thinks quite the opposite of you. And once again, you're not listening. You don't attend most of your intel briefings, so it's no surprise that you don't understand the world. Would you just ignore them when you hear them because your Muslim brethren are going to suffer for it? Is that what it is? Now, I'm fond of saying, people have said that I'm one of these conspiracy guys. Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. I'm saying it. I stand by that. He's the grandson of a Muslim. He's a son of a Muslim. His stepfather was a Muslim. And you know what? According to our Islamic law, until he renounces Islam publicly and loudly, he is still a Muslim. He can say he worships Christianity or whatever else. That's part of Islam. They can lie to further whatever it is. If it furthers Islam, they can lie about it. It's no big deal. But he's never is he an apostate? Because that's what it would take. 1.2 billion Muslims on this planet believe, Barack Hussein Obama, that you are a Muslim unless you have become an apostate. I don't think I've seen that you've done that yet. So as far as I'm concerned, you are still a Muslim. And it would make sense for all the actions and words that you have spoken and done over the last 7 years of your presidency, that you are indeed a Muslim. I believe it. I'm a firm believer of that, and I think more and more people are beginning to see that on a daily basis. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Ted Cruz and his thoughts on Barack Obama's position with Syrian refugees coming to this country. We'll see you on the other side.
Wham Radio has partnered with Club Half to give our listeners a new and easy way to get half off your favorite food and fun activities all over town. Get $50 in gift certificates for only $25. Listen to Wham for the featured business, then go to whamradio.com anytime and click on the Club Half logo. You'll be on your way to huge savings and fantastic times. Offers are limited, so don't wait to get the whole experience with Club Half. Club Half.
This week's Club Half offer is Bands 36. Bands 36 is the new revolution in weight loss. With resistance bands training, you'll quickly lose fat, improve muscle tone, enhance overall health and fitness, and much more at Bands 36. Not sure how to train with resistance bands? No problem. Bands 36 always has a personal trainer at your disposal at no extra cost. Say goodbye to boring workouts and try Bands 36 half off today by visiting whamradio.com and clicking on the Club Half logo.
Corn grower Ryan Applequist relies on high-performing below-ground protection for corn rootworm.
This is the fourth year in a row that we've grown Genuity Smart Stacks Rib Complete Corn Blend, and it's proven itself again this year.
How so?
It's really this time of year, harvest, when we can notice what the Smart Stacks Rib Complete did for us all through the summer and how well the rootworm protection kept our roots alive.
What about your yields?
Everything we do comes down to yield. The bins are full, harvest went well, the yields were high.
That is the bottom line, isn't it?
We owe a lot to SmartStacks Rib Complete.
Thanks, Ryan. Find out more today at genuity.com/testimonials or ask your seed rep. Always read and follow IRM, grain marketing, and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Genuity Rib Complete products require planting a separate structured refuge in the cotton growing area. Individual results may vary.
Pioneer brand BMR products are stacking up the wins against Mycogen BMRs. DuPont Pioneer is leading the way in both tonnage and starch with a 1.4 tons per acre advantage and a 4% starch advantage. And with comparable digestibility, there's a clear-cut BMR champ.
Heavyweight champion.
Visit pioneer.com/yield or talk to your Pioneer sales professional about planning the BMR champ. Individual trial results may vary.
Glenn Beck.
The nonviolent resistance that Martin Luther King talked about was not about being sheep. Have you missed the word resistance? Does nonviolence negate the word resistant? It is the nonviolent resistant individual that needs to stand up and say, I will not comply.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Don't miss the Glenn Beck Program, 9 to noon, here on Wham!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thanks for tuning in to Catch My Drift here on Wham! Talk 1600 this snowy Saturday. And we're talking about the Syrian refugee crisis and how many we should take, if any. And, you know, one of the things that hits me is, why are we taking any refugees or any immigrants at all when we've got millions of people out of work, when we've got homeless veterans on the streets, when we've got 55% unemployment in Metro Detroit or downtown Detroit? We need to take care of America first, and why we're opening the doors to people who we cannot vet as belonging. And it strikes me when they talk about properly vetting. You know, just off the top of my head, who do you call in Syria for a background check? Ask yourself that. Who would we call in Syria for a background check? A police department, a government? Even if there was a police department or a national FBI type program in Syria, right now, in the middle of a civil war, there's nothing left. You think Bashar al-Assad has got time to be doing background checks on people from gosh knows where? He doesn't know who he's even killed or not. How do you get a background check on anybody in Syria? Really? I mean, the FBI is not going to have anything on that unless the CIA has given it to them or intelligence sources over there have given it to them. And let's face the facts. We don't have a whole lot of assets on the ground in Syria, do we? Not ones we can trust anyways. We don't even know who good rebel groups are to give weapons to in Syria. Now, Ted Cruz lashed out at Barack Obama for Barack's derisive comments to the GOP for talking about not bringing in Syrians. Let's roll with track three, Derek. I want to hear what Ted has to say.
Well, you know, it really is remarkable that twice this week President Obama has attacked me directly, and both times he's done so from foreign soil, first in Turkey, where he called me un-American, and then in Manila, where he said I was offensive. And apparently what he deems offensive is what you and I and millions of Americans have been saying, which is that the Obama-Clinton plan to bring in tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees to America is utter lunacy. At a time when ISIS has declared war, at a time when radical Islamic terrorists want to murder as many Americans as possible, at a time when the Obama administration admits it can't vet these refugees, the head of the FBI said they lack the information to be able to ascertain whether these refugees are in fact ISIS terrorists, it is the essence of reasonableness and common sense to say we shouldn't be bringing in tens of thousands of refugees who may include ISIS terrorists. And yet Obama, instead of defending this nation, just attacks you and me and every American who wants to keep this nation safe.
Yeah, we're all racist, aren't we? We're racist because we're saying, hey, we don't want that coming here. Well, you know what? Let's put the shoe on the other foot. If there was a racist, bigoted, white serial murder pedophile running around your town, would you open the door to any white strange guy who walked up to it? No, you would not. You would probably call the police. Or you'd put the chain on the door and maybe crack it and try to figure out who that person is. But you would take some common sense steps. You wouldn't just wholesale say, yes, come on in. Let's have coffee. You would not. And if you say you would, you're a liar, like Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Barack's intel people, like Ted Cruz is talking, FBI Director Comey, they're all telling you the same thing that I'm telling you. Yeah, we can't properly vet them. Let's run track four, Derek, shall we?
Would that bring in Syrian refugees pose a greater risk to Americans?
I mean, it's clearly a population of concern.
The concern is in Syria, the lack of our footprint on the ground in Syria, that the databases won't have the information we need. So it's not that we have a lack of process, it's there's a lack of information.
And that obviously raises grave concern as to being able to do proper background checks of the individuals coming into the country.
Yes.
I don't obviously put it past the likes of ISIL to infiltrate operatives among these refugees.
We can only query against that which we have collected. And so if someone has never made a ripple in the pond in Syria in a way that would get their identity or their interest reflected in our database, we can query our database till the cows come home, but we're not going to... there'll be nothing show up because we have no record on that person.
There is some fear that some of these refugees may actually be posing as refugees, but they might actually be Al-Qaeda or ISIS terrorists trying to sneak into Europe or the United States. What do you make of that?
Well, certainly that's a possibility. I mean, you can't dismiss that out of hand.
We should be conscious of the potential that Daesh may attempt to embed agents within that population.
Okay. So there's Barack's intel people telling you, telling Congress the same thing. It's a high risk. We can't vet them. We don't have the ability. They're not in the database. Well, there is no database in Syria. It's a war-torn country. There's nothing there to check on. You know, John Kerry says, well, we've been working on these people for 18 months. What have you been doing for 18 months? Who have you been checking with for 18 months? Another lie from John Kerry. Let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. First of all, they should be distributed among the nations of the Middle East, first of all, period. They're at home there, their religion is there, and they should stay there. But somebody did a little calculation, and we're supposedly going to take some 10,000 in this next year, and it's going to cost us about $250,000 per refugee if this happens over a five-year span. That comes out to roughly $1.4 billion. And right now, we as a nation have our electrical grid in the most dangerous situation possible. We could be in a blackout situation at any time. And it would cost us about $2 billion to harden it. So we're going to sit there and spend $1.4 billion for 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years and allow our grid to go to hell. This is a lousy way of running a government and taking priorities. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, I don't know, are you familiar with a guy named Jay Sekulow?
The name is familiar, but no, I can't.
Okay, he has an organization. It's a legal organization. It's a great organization, ACLJ, and I've got a newsletter.
Oh, yes, there's, okay. Yep,
okay,
yep.
I contribute to these people on a regular basis. They do a great job. And here's a little notation he sent us. One nation under Allah, in the state of Tennessee, the children in some of the school districts in Tennessee are forced to repeat the five pillars of Islam. And one of the things there is no Christianity taught in these schools in Tennessee, and it's a large number of them. And they are given a 5 or 6 week course in Islam, and no Christianity at all. And they are to pray and say Allah is the only God and Muhammad is his prophet.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I had a story, Mike, that we were going to talk about at the end of the hour, but since you beat me to the punch here, in Huntington Beach, Springview Middle School, there's a teacher there making the children sing songs to Islam, odes to Islam, and it praises Allah. Now, if you were making children sing songs about Jesus in the schools, everybody would be up in arms about it. And yet, we're allowing this kind of crap to be taught in our schools? Don't make that argument for me, because doggone it, we're not allowed to do any Christianity in school, and yet these teachers are throwing this right in the face of the students and the parents, forcing them to sing songs about Islam?
Well, here's the thing. They requested some records from the school districts, the Tennessee Office of Open Records, and they were fighting them in court, and they finally got the records to be released, and evidently this is now a court battle which Sekulow is running in Tennessee, and it looks as if they're going to force these school districts to stop this. But my point is, right here on this pamphlet that was sent to me by Sekulow, you've got a white American kid with his hand over his heart in front of a red flag with a star and a Muslim crescent, swearing allegiance to Allah.
Yeah, isn't it?
In the United States of America. And we are going to bring 10,000 more in and possibly 65,000 more. And I'm going to say something about Ted Cruz. I was never more proud to sit there and watch Ted Cruz call out Obama and say it to my face.
Exactly. I'm with you, man.
A man is a coward. I don't know if you remember this or not, but years ago when he was first running for the presidency, Sean Hannity challenged him to something, and he made the remark, I'll send out Mr. Borges. He'll take care of Hannity. In other words, this piece of garbage that weighs about 140 pounds cannot fight for himself. He has to have somebody else do it for him. And I'm so glad that Ted Cruz said this.
Yeah, oh, I'm with you. When I heard that and I heard him challenge him to a debate anytime, anywhere, as long as it's on American soil, yeah, absolutely. Ted Cruz, I would love to see that, because Barack Hussein Obama is a coward, and you're dead on the money. He's a worthless piece of human garbage.
One thing I'm going to leave you with right now before I leave. Check out something called Man's Country in Chicago. I'm just going to tell you, you can find out about it. Mr. Obama and Mr. Rahm Emanuel have been longtime members of this club.
Man's country. All right, we'll look it up.
You'll be very, very surprised.
Okay, thanks, bye-bye. Mike. Appreciate the call, as always. All right, that's the end of the hour, a half hour. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Brussels on maximum alert for a terror attack. While the attacks in nearby France prompted President Obama to speak out at a summit in Malaysia.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris, and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations.
President Obama saying on this foreign trip he found nations united in wanting to push back on the ideology driving the attacks.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin, Russia in a gesture of solidarity, offering France an Alsatian puppy after a police dog was killed during a French raid on militants. This holiday, flyers can expect to see more security than normal.
Railway passengers can also expect to see a noticeable increase in security at stations, on the trains, as well as along the tracks. The Department of Homeland Security says if you see something, say something.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Maximize your retirement income by attending a free Social Security seminar with special guest speaker Jeff Long, CFP and financial consultant for Thrivent Financial. He'll cover the basics of Social Security and reveal strategies for maximizing your benefits, including when to apply and how to coordinate Social Security with your other sources of retirement income. The Huron Valley Group will be hosting these free events during the month of November. RSVP by calling 734-455-9272 or emailing huronvalleygroup@thrivent.com. No products will be sold, and these are licensed agents and producers of Thrivent Financial. Monday, November 16th at 4:30 and 6:30 at the Henry Ford Centennial Library on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. Wednesday, November 18th at 6 p.m. at the Wixom Public Library on Pontiac Trail in Wixom. And Monday, November 23rd, Walled Lake City Library in Walled Lake. You can register online at thriventgroup.com/findaworkshop or call 734-455-9272.
Hello, this is Major Chris Wood from the Salvation Army. Once again this year, we are partnering with our friends at Wham Radio to collect toys for needy families this Christmas season. The need is great, so we depend on your generous help to make Christmas special for children all over Washtenaw County. Can we count on you to help us again this Christmas season? Please drop off a new unwrapped toy at one of the many drop-off locations. For further information, go to whamradio.com or on Facebook at the Salvation Army Washtenaw County. Thank you and have a Merry Christmas.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, their study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a roofer, heavy construction, residential contractor, or other related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And it's the snow has stopped outside for a little bit. I just looked. And supposed to pick up again this evening, though, so if you need to go stock up on things, get out to the store and do so. Sponsor this half hour will be the Wellbridge Group, www.thewellbridgegroup.com. Specializing in post-acute rehabilitation and nursing care, Wellbridge makes rehabilitation easier with smart design, innovative concepts, and authentic hospitality, as well as a commitment to all their guests and patients. Wellbridge centers are designed to provide a bridge to recovery and wellness. Closest one I think we have to us is Brighton, 2200 Door Road, 517-947-4400, Wellbridge. So if you have some therapy or rehabilitation needs, call the Wellbridge Group or go to their website, www.thewellbridgegroup.com. All right. Get better. If you have an issue, make sure you take care of it, and the Wellbridge Group can help you. So we're talking Syrian refugees coming to the United States, and people are a little upset about it, as they should be. And luckily, our new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, seems to be showing a little tenacity that I'm surprised. And so he led the House in a vote to postpone the Syrian refugees coming to the United States, and it's probably a good idea. Derek, do you have track 5 available? Derek's on the horn right now. We got people calling in, which is good. We always love having people call in. But Paul Ryan led the House in a vote, and I want you to listen to this track because it's Paul Ryan at first, and then you can contrast that with that idiot Nancy Pelosi at the end. You got that track ready, Derek? Okay, here we go.
This is different because we don't really have a Siri to talk to. We don't have data on the other end to verify the veracity of a refugee's claims coming here. When we know that ISIL is already telling us that they are trying to infiltrate the refugee population, when we have indications that some of the Paris bombers, one at least, may have come through the refugee routes, don't you think that common sense dictates that we should take a pause and get this right? First, let me comment about his veto threat. It baffles me. I just, for the life of me, don't understand why his veto threat came as it did, especially given the fact that his own law enforcement top officials came to Congress and testified that there are gaps in this refugee program. I mean, look, this should not be a partisan issue. I'm asking Democrats to vote with us today.
This sends a message to the world that does not improve our safety. A piece of legislation is more than the two wits, two woes, and the various provisions. It's a message to the world about our country. And we have a responsibility to keep the American people safe. It's the oath of office we take.
Yeah, and her idea is, because she voted no. The vote was 289 to 137. They're only two votes short of being able to overturn a veto, because Barack Obama says he'll veto this. It's got to go through the Senate, which is a whole other issue. But two Republicans were absent, so they probably have that. But call your congressman and say, listen, all we're asking for you to do is put it on hold until we have proper vetting procedures in place. And according to Barack Obama's intelligence people, we do not. It's that simple. Use a little common sense. That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying slam the door on the entire world. I'm saying put it on hold until you have some little common sense in place and we can be assured of the people that are coming here that they're not terrorists. That simple. And Nancy Pelosi just shows her complete ignorance once again. She is a vile, anti-American congresswoman who does not believe in the safety of Americans first. And that's what you need to ask of all your U.S. senators and all your U.S. congressmen and women. Ask them. Send them. Get on their Facebook pages. Get on their Twitter accounts and ask them to keep us safe first and use a little common sense. It makes a world of difference when you start hitting them publicly on their social media accounts. It's even better than calling their office. It really is. So make sure if you're not on Facebook, get on it. If you're not on Twitter, get on it and utilize that venue this year for the election. Because you know what? There's nothing better than being able to publicly scold one of these people. And even though they may remove it within a few minutes, people see it. And it's embarrassing. And in the end, that's all we have against these American-hating congresswomen like Nancy Pelosi. So do your share. Get out there and take care of that. Let's take a quick call from Jerry in Ann Arbor. He wants to talk about EMPs and refugees. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Can you hear, yep, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Go.
Good. Yeah. Ditto to all your commentary so far. And on Mike's call regarding, you know, hardening the grid. Well, I spoke to Theron before, you know, and it boils down to, well, what are you doing to prepare yourself, you know, and a lot of different things you can do. One of them was that was is really unanswered is being able to communicate with people around you in your locale and so on. And one of your callers, Jimmy, he belongs to a group that has done shortwave sideband demonstrations out at Domino's Farms, and I haven't heard him doing that. If that's in the works, that would be really worthwhile. That's that item. And then as far as the refugees go, the Native Americans have some wisdom stories, and there's a couple different versions, but it's basically, you know, the serpent or the scorpion trying to convince the eagle or the beaver to get them across a pass or a body of water. And the serpent or the scorpion finally convinces them, and as soon as they get on the safe side, they either bite them or sting them. And the response is, "Why did you do that?" And they reply, "You knew who I was all the time."
Yeah.
In other words, don't be foolish in trusting in or especially another group of individuals or individual. I guess you could even apply it to the president. You know, I mean, when you think we knew who they were all the time, and to let them get away with something of that nature is inexcusable.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, it's on us. I mean, I get Twittered and Facebooked all the time. People are like, well, you know, we took this land from the Indians, so we're the original refugees anyways. And yeah, and you know what? I always tell people, listen, the Indians and Native Americans came across the Asian land bridge. Everybody that came here has been a refugee at some point or another. The point is, don't be like the Indians and allow people to come in and take over from you. That's the lesson you should learn. I mean, just because we did it to Indians doesn't excuse it. We were wrong, but you know what? They weren't standing up the way they should have. They were fighting amongst themselves like we're fighting amongst ourselves. Instead of having a united front to keep them, the white man from Europe coming over, they fought amongst themselves and they were weak. And now here we are, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans fighting amongst ourselves over the stupidest of things. Talking about Black Lives Matter, talking about students' lives matter, and all the other crap when we are literally being attacked via cyberspace, via soft jihad, via hard jihad. You can expect an attack in the next 2 weeks. I think it's going to happen here. I don't know how big it will be. I'm hoping that our intelligence sources are smart enough to stop it, but it's going to happen. And we've been saying it all along, it's going to happen. And at some point, these lone wolves, these homegrown terrorists who are reading this crap on the internet, they're going to strike out. You know, we've opened the door. So let's use a little common sense and close that door, at least for a little while, and get things into place. Put that beautiful wall that Trump keeps talking about up. It can be done, and it can be done for a cheap price. It's the same with putting that EMP. You know, Tim Walberg's been in here with us before, and he's told us that bill was passed in the House many times, and it goes up to the Senate, and it's sitting there. It's on the United States Senate to get the infrastructure hardened, the electric grid hardened against an EMP attack or a solar flare. And it's not just EMP. All right? I'm not trying to say it's the North Koreans or the Iranians going to blow up an EMP on us. It could be as simple as a solar flare. That sun, you don't have any control over what the sun does. If there's a coronal mass ejection that wipes out the northern hemisphere electric grid, millions of people are going to be dead within months because it's going to take months and months and months to put it back together. People will starve to death. We don't have decentralized food sources anymore. But why won't the U.S. Senate do something about that?
Well, it's back on us, Gary. The old Boy Scout motto, be prepared. And it's come down to that. We're going to have to, you know, be looking over our shoulder behind our back and just be alert.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I encourage people to go out and use our sponsors and get some supply of food put aside in your basement, a 6 or 12 month supply of food, so that at least your family will not starve to death. You may have to eat cold 25-year-old sea rations or something, but you know what? You may have to do that, but at least you won't starve to death. So people should put that aside. Make sure you've got a few months of food supply in the house. Make sure you've got one of those emergency water filters that can clean water from the well, the toilets, the stream, whatever, so that your family has a little bit of water. I mean, we can survive if we prepare a little bit. So great call, man. Appreciate it, Jerry.
Thanks, Gary. Fine job.
All right. Take care. So there you go. You know, it does come down to us. We're the ones that are responsible for ourselves. If you're not a CPL holder, go out and take that CPL class. Buy a gun, learn how to use it safely, know how to store it safely and carry it safely, and be aware of your surroundings. You know, that could be the difference. There would be nothing better than to see Americans stand up the next time there is a terror attack in this country, and we take them down ourselves. That will be all the evidence you need to know that being an armed country and having arms for your citizens is a good thing. And so be prepared. Go out and do your part and be aware of your surroundings this holiday season, please. Because you know what? There are people out there trying to hurt us and kill us and our families, and you need to be prepared. So do that. And then take that extra step and put a little extra food in your house so you're not going to starve to death should something really bad happen. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what U.S. pilots from the Air Force are saying about the Obama administration. See you on the other side.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Let's face it, your website needs to not only look amazing, but work great too. At Waypoint Arts, we design and develop each project from the ground up, built around your business. If you're looking for a web design that'll deliver that wow effect to your guests, then let us get started on your website today. Need a design for a poster or flyer? No problem. Visit us online at waypointarts.com or drop us a line at 855-WAY-ARTS. Waypoint Arts, web design around you.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham! Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour radio show, followed at 9:30 by the Christian Science Sentinel program. At 10, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ. And finally, from 11 a.m. till noon, it's the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor. Every Sunday morning, Wham! Offers an opportunity for you to worship wherever you are. And please visit whamradio.com and click on any of the church programs to visit their websites and to find out more about their live services.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. So here we are, and we're wondering why ISIS has expanded across Iraq and Syria. And of course, the biggest issue is that Barack Obama wanted to end the war in Iraq and fulfill one of his promises from his campaigning, that he would pull us out of this incessant war in Iraq. Well, he did. And what happened was you allowed ISIS to grow. And grow they did. They're now taking a big chunk of Iraq and Syria, and they are far from being contained, as Barack Obama said a week ago, because they attacked Paris and killed 130 people now are claimed dead by that. They just attacked Mali, and another 27 people are dead as well. So far from being contained, they're growing. And one of the reasons is the United States, under Barack Obama, and don't forget this fact, that most of the U.S. casualties in Afghanistan has happened under Barack Obama, not George Bush. And it's because of the rules of engagement, the stringent rules of engagement that Barack Obama, the uber-liberal socialist, has put on our military men and women. He doesn't care enough about the lives of our own men and women in the military to allow them to do their job, to allow them to shoot and use the weapons of war that we've created for them. So U.S. pilots are now confirming that the Obama administration blocks 75% of Islamic State strikes. Representative Ed Royce of California, chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is saying strikes against the Islamic State are often blocked due to an Obama administration policy to prevent civilian deaths and collateral damage. Well, let me assure you, folks, in times of war, civilian deaths and collateral damage happen. It happened in World War I, it happened in World War II, it happened in Vietnam, and it happened in Korea. That is part of war. There will always be collateral damage, and there will always be civilian deaths. And it's not going to get any better when you are fighting an enemy like ISIS, which purposely targets civilians. You think ISIS is worrying about collateral damage or civilian deaths? Absolutely not. They actually target civilians. They don't look for collateral damage. Targeting civilians is their objective. They are dishonorable. This is not the Middle Ages. This is not an honorable warfare. People are going to die. You have to fight fire with fire. And a Pentagon official defended the Obama administration's policy, saying that the military is furiously working to prevent civilian casualties. How about furiously working toward killing ISIS? That's your job. You know, I'm offended as a taxpayer. You're sending up planes that cost a lot of money to fly over territory, and here these pilots are, I can wipe out these people. No, somebody in the Obama administration is saying, not that target. We don't want to kill anybody by accident. It's war. The women and cowards who run the Obama administration don't know anything about war. They put our men and women from the military at risk, sending them up on... Don't even send them then if you're going to do that. Barack Obama is a coward and his entire administration are cowards. They're tying the hands of our military men and women and sending them into combat, which is just wrong. Let's take a call from Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Gary? You know, these people have a real hard time thinking strategically. And that was part of the email that I sent you earlier in the week, that you got to think strategically, and we have to do this ourselves. Your last caller is absolutely right. There is no way. If we're going to stand on one foot and then the other, wait for the government to do it, we're never going to have any of it, and we're all going to just die. That's just the way it is. But, you know, they don't think about things like hardening the grid or anything like that. And that's strategic. You've got to think like that. And we're thinking like that out here in the real world, and we're actually trying to do it. Now we're getting knocked down, and we're running into roadblocks, and we're running into people that want to help us and in the government, and we're moving forward. But it's a slow process, and this should go a lot faster.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the biggest roadblock, as we've already said, is the United States Senate. I mean, this is a bipartisan issue. Harden the grid so that we're safe against an EMP attack or a solar flare. Do it. If it costs $2 billion or $5 billion or $10 billion, spend that money and let's get it done so we're safe. I don't want to see 20 million people die of starvation because we lost the northeast section of our power grid in the United States. That's crazy. Why won't people like Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, our U.S. senators for the state of Michigan, step up and say, I'm going to take that responsibility. I'm going to force it through the Senate. You know, that's all it takes is three or four Democrats to help Mitch McConnell get that passed, and yet they won't do it.
It's because they're idiots, and they live in the Beltway in Washington, and we've got to get this done in our state, in our county, at the township level. There are ways to do it, and we need to move in that direction. Forget about asking those people to do it. They're morons. Look at what they do. They don't tell them, how did we protect our electrical grid? Well, you have redundancy systems, and you build a Faraday cage around part of it.
Yeah, well, there you go. So
they don't even know what you're talking about.
Jimmy, give
me... They're that stupid.
Yeah, Jimmy, give me... Is there a website that we can go to talk to you about or get information about the solar and how to do your own solar or buy... I hear these commercials all the time, buy a solar generator.
There's a million. If you just type solar energy into any search engine, you'll come up with... There's plenty of do-it-yourself stuff. Now, and I'm not all for going in that direction. I mean, it's great. It's a great idea. But on the other hand, you'll wind up harming more environment than you're really helping. I mean, people put solar panels up on their terraces in Ann Arbor all the time, and they run their Christmas lights with it, say, look at me, I'm green. No, you're not. You know, you're a moron. You're harming more environment than you're helping.
Explain
you've
that.
You've really got to think differently. You've got to think outside of all of that, and largely because you want to ultimately be able to sell megawatts, not kilowatts, megawatts to power companies. We need more local power companies is another thing that we need in this state. We have several, but we need more local control, and that is something the Chamber of Commerce will not stand for.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, Jimmy, thanks you so much for calling in, and I'll go back and read that email. I saw it and started reading and got pulled away because you know me. I'm always being pulled in 20 different directions. So I'll take another gander at your email. It was interesting. I just got pulled away from it. So I appreciate the call. We're running out of time here. So have a good one, Jimmy.
Yep, you too. Have a good day.
Okay. So I wanted to talk, at least there is one group in the world that seems to be hitting back at the ISIS, and it's Anonymous, who a lot of people were bagging on for doing the things with Edward Snowden and whatnot. But at least they did something good this last week or two since the Paris attacks. Do you got track six ready, Derek? Let's run with these are the guys from Anonymous.
Hello, citizens of the world. We are Anonymous. It is time to realize social media is a solid platform for ISIS's communication as well as neutering their ideas of terror among youth. But at the same time, social media has proven that it is an advanced weapon. We must all work together and use social media to eliminate the accounts belonging to terrorists.
All right, so there you go. They took down 22,000 ISIS accounts. So they're doing their share. Make sure you do yours. Get hold of your senators and congressmen and tell them, hey, use a little common sense. That's all we're asking. Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. See you then. Bye.